day. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606, this is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
As COP29 gets off the ground in Azerbaijan, a South African environmental justice group has urged the government to connect with people mostly impacted by climate change. Bobby Peake is the director of Groundwork, and he's been commenting as world leaders, NGOs and other organizations converge in Baku for the climate change conference.
We are a climate vulnerable country to heat, drought and flood. It's important that at the COP, people, not government, but people get an opportunity to network. So the African Just Transition Network, that is representing more than 28 countries across Africa, community people we work with, will be there. But our government, and especially Minister George, must listen to the people on the ground, like those in South Durban.
COP29's objective is to rapidly reduce emissions by keeping temperatures under control and below 1.5 degrees Celsius. Peake says governments in Northern Europe owe the world a climate debt. They've committed to pay up to $100 billion every year.
They have never ever delivered on it. And the reality is that we get very little real action coming out of these COPs. We often refer to the negotiators or the governments at these COPs as people that deal in false. They don't deal in facts. They often lie, and we often refer to them as being mendacious.
KZN police are urging the public to help them track down an alleged hitman wanted for the attack on twin brothers in Mpumalanga Township. They are trying to locate Mbiyake Thobani Mbata. The 25-year-old is being sought in connection with the murder of Mphilisi Ngubane, the chairperson of the Fredville Taxi Association. Mbata, who is said to be on the run, is also wanted for the attempted murder of Ngubane's twin brother. The provincial SAPS's Robert Netsiunda says the brothers were ambushed by the occupants of a brown car while travelling on the main road in Shezi in September.
The men opened fire at the victims, fatally wounding Mphilisi, who was 35-year-old at the time. His twin brother managed to escape the attack. Charges of murder and attempted murder were opened at Mpumalanga Police Station, and the docket was transferred to Provincial Taxi Violence for further investigation. An intensive investigation revealed that Mbata was behind the attack, and his current whereabouts are unknown. He is originally from Grey Town, but is believed to have also a residence in Janga area. A warrant of arrest was issued by the Mpumalanga Magistrate Court.
And the Hospitality Association of Namibia says the country's tourism industry faces a significant financial decline, with some sectors seeing up to a 30% drop in business. The downturn is linked to rising crime rates, including robberies targeting tourists and concerns over land reform. The association's CEO, Gita Peitzold, says businesses in Swakopmund are already reporting losses of up to 45%, and there are worries the situation could get worse.
There are a lot of effort, be it from Neighbourhood Watch, from the city police, from the police force as such, to try and curb this rising crime, but it seems that all the efforts are just not enough. And what is seemingly lacking is a huge national governmental initiative to curb crime in Namibia, because we are worried in tourism.
The top story: as COP29 gets off the ground in Azerbaijan, a South African environmental justice group has urged the government to connect with people mostly impacted by the climate change when at the conference. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins looking to bounce back in the four-day series tomorrow against the Titans. A shake-up for the Blitzbocker ahead of their season opener in Dubai at the end of the month. And Carlos Alcaraz is up against Casper Ruud at the ATP Tour Finals in Turin.